There's a series that is coming that I have to really finish this one to over part 8 so that we can flow in down easily. Like, it would be a great time. That will be around July ending, August. We'll have a great time. Like, 7 days of teaching. So, I appeal to you, get a car. We'll take you home at 10 o'clock. Are you ready? Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Stopping demonic activities, part 4. The only reason I'm slow, why I can't finish this thing now in 30 minutes, is because I will still open your Bible. You are still in the Milky Way. Yes. So if you are fast, not pretending, like Brother Tolu, you are fast, not quoting it often, you read it. Okay, Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the what? Hosts of them. Have you ever wondered that word host? What does it mean? Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Okay, so it's a fact that God existed before the heavens. So heaven is not the house of God. If God created heaven and earth, that means he predicts heaven. Amen? So both heaven and earth, he created. And if he is created, it's for who? It's for man. Everything created is for man. So whatsoever he created is not for himself. It's for his man. His man. So heaven and earth is for man. See, and all the host of them. Of course, that word host in the Hebrew, it means an army. A mass of persons. Soldiers. Waiters. By the time you put this together, that will mean it's like God created an army, a host, that are strong, yet they are meant to serve. They are mighty in strength, but they are meant to take instructions. Are you with me, brethren? So, those will be angels, amen? You wonder that where is the creation of angels in Genesis chapter 1? Well, we don't have the exact date out of the 7 days that they were created, but chapter 2, verse 1 gave us that clue that he created heaven and earth and all the world, host of them, the army. So that will be the creation of angels. Go to Hebrews 1, verse 14. Don't forget the verse. Angels are to minister for man, not against man. They are strong, but they are to serve. And don't forget, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, there is no sin yet. So we don't have anybody called fallen angels yet at that time. If anybody tell you that there is a devil before that time, then that person needs to give you a new Bible. Amen? It was written before the creation of God or something. Okay, sorry for that. Hebrews 1:14, want to go. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of? Please, always understand Bible's grammar. Sent forth. Sent forth. When did God send them forth? He sent them forth by the reason of their creation. The sent forth is not a daily sending forth. Today, you need somebody to help you to remember the last figure that was missing in your bank account, your account balancing. So he's quickly sent an angel forth. No, that's not what that place is saying. Sent forth there talks about their duty, their makeup. Why they were created. So, sorry to say, maybe you need something, you are on the highway tomorrow, and as you are just going, you are at 250 kilometers per hour, like Brahosi plan to do, and suddenly one or back then a trailer just miss his way, cross from the other lane, come to your lane, and say, Jesu! What is the Hebrew of Jesu? Chineke is Jesu. Jesus. Jesus! Oh, and then Jesus! that as you shout out Jesus, God will quickly say, Angel Uriel, go, 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 go. No angels has been sent. They are not being sent. They have been sent. How are they sent? Their makeup. That's their nature. And that is why you have to understand the difference between what God did and what God is doing. For instance, talking about how God supplies our need, talking about how God prospers us financially, you must see how God did it. That is why it will be cantankerous to deny the fact that God meets our needs. No, but is he doing it or he did it? So you now have to ask yourself, how did he do it? Gave you a heart filled with everything you need. I was talking to somebody some days ago. I said, do you understand how man has suffered for power, power fire, until they just discovered oil? How many hundreds of years ago? Just maybe 300 years ago or so. And they now discovered oil. This same oil that is the driver of the whole world today was just discovered recently. Has it been there? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, that's not my message. I'm just referencing that you must understand the difference between what God did and what he is doing. There are things that is done. You go and find your square root inside what has been done. Amen, amen. Say God cares for humanity, and therefore he gave us a wedu. He gave us a fearing in case you have yedi. Say it now. Say in case you have yedi. Say in case you have yedi. God has given me a fearing. God has given me black soup. So is he giving or he gave? Gave. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say God gave us dongoyaro. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you understand what I'm trying to communicate. That it has been there. But thank God for our medical people. They will now have to go and discover what has been done. And that is what one man of God now called the new move of the Spirit. The other man of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, when you see advancement in technology, that was a new move of the Spirit. Ah, Spirit. Praise God. Technology, Spirit. No. For instance, do you know what made the world advance this rapidly in just a few years? Who knows? Say Indomie. No, there's something that made internet possible. Who said what? The war brought out something. Because of war, people now research into something and they saw it. What's that? It's simple now. You don't know what made this world, what is this the driver of this modernization today? What is it? Computer. You don't know? Yeah, simple. Of course, okay, I'm an engineering student, I can give you the details. You know, before, computer used to be what we call, we have abacus before for calculating. Then we have what we call mainframe computers, which can be as big as from that place, and they use vacuum tubes for. But until they discovered that PN junction, which was a fundamental diode. Okay. I, And from a diode, they built, listen to me, and from a diode, they built a Getty, a transistor. A transistor. What is a transistor? That it can amplify weak signals. From a transistor, later they now develop chips. That means you now mix several transistors, put it in one thing, call it a chip. Then you now combine different chips, make it a memory. JK flip-flop, RS flip-flop. Then from a memory, you now build a processor. And funny enough, that computer was now able to help man process things faster. So it's just that the same thing that we will have discovered in the next 100 years, this thing will help you calculate the same thing faster. You get the result now and use it. But do you know what? The fundamental building block of this thing is all over. Where did they make it from? Sand. Silica. Silica. From sand. Hallelujah. So, where am I going? Was it being provided or it has been provided? The guy that discovered Bitcoin. Is it not programming? Is it fresh? And okay, think about this now. What made cryptocurrency possible? Computer. Fast processing. Hallelujah. Good. Psalm 103, verse 20. So I said all that, we said over 15 minutes to tell you that know the difference between what God has done and what God is doing. That's all. If we understand that, we stop fighting ourselves over all these Facebook stuffs. Psalm 103 verse 20. Bless the Lord, you his angels. Please pay attention to this series, though. It's very important. You his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. So angels will hearken to whose voice? His word. Guess what? That is man's word. Not God's word. Let me take that again. What is God's only word to angel? Go and serve man. How will angels serve man every day? The man will have to instruct the angel. Now, get me right too. Once you hear words like this, don't just close your Bible and you run home. I'm going to be doing angel Kabiru, come. Go and do this. Angel, this, come. I'm tossing this girl. She's not saying yes. Go and tweak her heart. No. Once you hear stuff like this, now ask how. Okay? And of course, we will get there. Both of you mean something right now. Rapture has happened and you are not qualified. Okay, Romans 5 verse 12. So angels, they hearken to man's word, not God's word. So the rebellion of angels cannot be self-generated. What made them become demons? What made them become devils, devil demons? That their rebellion cannot be self-generated because they must receive information from who? A man. In the hierarchy of creation, it is God, man, angels. Do you understand me, sirs? God, man, angels. God will deal with man. Man will relate with angels. Praise God. So, the rebellion of angels cannot be self-generated. They must have got it, man, from Adam. Romans 5 verse 12, what's that? Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the... Is it by the devil? How did sin enter into the world? Are angels in the world? Yes. So how did sin enter into the world? Through one man, not through the devil.
through woman.
So the devil must have learned rebellion against God's word from who? From man. He must have learned that rebellion against God's word from man. From man. So, was the devil, sorry to say, I'm calling him the devil. No, it's not yet devil now before the judgment of Genesis 3. So, but it's not Lucifer neither. So, you know his name. So, the devil haven't learned rebellion, haven't learned hatred to the world. From man, he now ministered to Eve. Are you with me? He now ministered to Eve. That is why I told you, when Eve gave Adam that fruit, I just ate top. Just what? The guy has been eating it before, or he has been nursing the idea of eating it. Don't understand that one. Where did you discuss this? Okay. So go to Revelation 12 verse 7. Now, I will not try to explain everything in this part of scripture right now, but I'm just trying and understanding. There is something fundamental that you must get today. Revelation 12 verse 7. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angel, fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. Oh. So you can see that Michael has his angels. The dragon has his what? Angels. So of course, don't forget, those locations, they will be figurative, not and when you are seeing heaven. Hold on. Angels respond to what? To man's word. So whatsoever battle you are seeing there is not a battle that is without man. That battle you are seeing there will be the result of what? Man what? Encountering the works of darkness. Praise God. That battle you see there is a spiritual description of when man is. Engaging unbelief. That's what I'm looking for. Verse 8. And prevailed not. Neither was there space found any more in heaven. Verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the old world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. We are going to see that later. Does he go to God to accuse you? Does he have the key to the doors in that room? God, I came to tell you a gist about Sister Tola. Okay, verse 11, and they overcame him. 11, everybody, yes? And they overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb, and by the word. And they love not their lives unto the death. Now, write this down. Angels are against demons there because some people put the testimony of Jesus on their lips. Verse 11, it was what was happening. All the verse 1 to 8, all the drama, war in heaven, it will be the result. But what man was doing was verse what? Verse what? 11. What's verse 11 again? And they overcame him by the blood of the words, which is the word of their testimony. Some people were talking about the blood of the Lamb. They were talking about the word of Christ. They are talking about redemption of man. They were talking about salvation. And what happened? And what was the spiritual significance of that? There was war in heaven, and the devil was being dethroned. When the disciples went and cast out demons in Luke 10, what did Jesus said? I behold Satan as what? Lightning fell down from the sky. So now I'm just going somewhere now. So when you put God's word in your mouth, you are automatically activating angelic authority in your favor. See that verse 11 again. They didn't overcome him by shouting the name of angels. The men, they were not talking about angels. They were talking about the what? Blood of the Lamb. But don't forget, in Psalm 103, angels, they will what? Hearken to his word. They will hearken to that redemption plan of God. They will hearken to the word of God, to the logos of God, to the intention of God, to Christ. So, as you put the word of Christ in your mouth, what do? You set angelic activities in your favor. Are you with me, brother? Are you with me? So you don't need to cram the name of any angels. You just give yourself to the word. Now, there was now a place in the Bible. This is where I'm going today. So in this Revelation 12, where's Brother Andrew? I'm going to change this red. In Revelation 12, was there harmony between angels and demons? Angels and demons in Revelation 12, were they in harmony? No, they were not in harmony. Why? Some people were testifying about the blood of the Lamb. There is now a passage in the Bible where it seems like angels. Not even where it seems, where angels and demons actually came together to torture a man. Job chapter 1. We are going to be on this book for maybe 4 series. Job 1 verse 6. Somehow there's some Bible. At times I want to study some Bible. I feel like remove my wristwatch, remove my ring, remove my shoe. Job 1 verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them. Please, you will have to listen to this series to the end. Like this particular verse right now, I will not explain today. I will explain very well at the end. Now, of course, that will be a gathering of angels and demons. Because you are seeing, Satan came to join them. So Satan would not likely be the only demon there. Amen? Sons of God. Think about it. Of course, in in Daniel chapter 4, 5, when they threw those guys into the fire and said the sight of the fourth man in the fire looks like what? The Son of Man. Son of God, yes. Son of God does not mean Jesus in that place. It means what? Angels, okay? Else, if you say that Son of God there is Jesus, then how many Jesus do you have here? Now there can be a day where the Jesuses of God came to present themselves. So that the Son of God in the Old Testament and the New Testament don't equate them, okay? It's not OGOs. Don't equate them. So this is talking about angels. God was not there. God was not in that meeting. I will explain very soon. Some sons of God will refer to angels. God was not there. They came to deliberate on the confession of Job. Now, very soon you will understand why some people pray for that and die. It happens. The angels don't even know, okay, this guy is saying, who will do it to? This decree of the preacher. You saw what I shared last night? What I shared last night on Facebook. The man of God, I was decreeing, declare. And actually, I love that guy that, what's the name of that guy? That wrote to the man of God. He said, Oga, one phone call. You can reach, you know somebody that knows somebody that can talk to the Ogas and they can do the writing. And you are now invoking. Amen. So no. Look at that. If when angels take such paper,
we should kill.
Ah, we should kill their generation. Then we come, oh, who will do this one? They will have to form an alliance. Why? Because now we have something that is not against the... that is against the truth of God's word. Are you with me, brother? Good. Okay. Don't forget, just finish this series. Don't just assume right now. Verse 7. So who you saw the Lord there is actually another angel. This angel was speaking for Job. You will see what I'm saying very soon. Verse 7. And the Lord said unto Satan... So can you be, and God, my father, said unto Satan, it cannot be so. Amen. Same way, when you read in Exodus chapter 3, chapter 7, that, Moses saw an angel in the burning bush, saw God in the burning bush, and God said unto him, I want to do this. In the wilderness, God said he was with them. But when you now enter Acts chapter 7, Galatians chapter 3, now saw that it was not God. Who was there? Angel. On Mount Sinai. Say, when God came down, everywhere scattered. Later, now say, it's not God, though. You remember this figuratively, too, in the book of 1 Kings 19. When, after Elijah killed all those people, he was not running away. He saw fire, God was not there. He saw storm, God was not there. He saw tsunami, God was not there. Where was God? Still small voice. So, did he find God in destruction? No. So, their understanding of the person of God needs to be clarified. Okay, verse 7, let's be fast. And the Lord said unto Satan, where are you coming from? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. So, it's like, where have you been all this while? I am already tired of this guy. Verse 8, and the Lord said unto Satan, please focus, as thou consider my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man, a perfect and an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. My God, I beg you, may God not make a boast of you like this. This is not positive. God does not discuss his sons like this. God will say, a man that I redeemed, a man that I paid for, a man, I am the one that is mighty to save. You won't say, a man that is perfect, hating evil. Which evil? Do you get me? Okay, you will get me soon. So, I wrote down in this, in my book, I said, God does not boast like that about his children. God does not say, yes, I found this guy. He's perfect. He's cool. He does not do bad things. He does not do, no. Say no. Say, that is my son. I died for him. Praise God. Good. So this is the summation of Job's confession. He was boasting in himself. What the angel said was a summation of Job's mindset. Are you with me, brethren? Is a summation. Self-righteousness. God talks about what he did for us. What he did for us. Not how upright we are. God does not boast about his son like that. What did he say about Abraham? To him that justified the ungodly. His faith is counted for righteousness. Hallelujah. Let's see the life of Job. Now, come and see. Just follow me. We're reading a lot of scripture, but I will be fast. Just so open Job chapter 6. We're going through almost the entire book of Job, but of course, just be picking some stuffs there. Job 28. Now, therefore, be content. Now, we want to look at who is Job. What were his confessions all this while? Was he boasting in God's justification or he was boasting in his own effort? Let's see verse Job 6:28. Now, therefore, be content. Look upon me, for it is evidence unto you if I lie. Verse 29. Return, I pray you. Please look at the Bible, everybody. Let it not be iniquity. Yea, return again. My righteousness is in it. Verse 30. Is there any iniquity in my tongue? Cannot my taste discern perverse things? Okay. So his testimony was not about the blood of Jesus. It was about himself. Go to chapter 9, verse 17. He breaketh, chapter 9, verse 17. He breaketh me with a tempest and multiply my wounds without cause. He will not suffer me to take my breath, but filleth me with bitterness. Verse 19, if I speak of strength, lo, he is strong. And if of judgment, who shall set me a time to plead? Verse 20, if I justify myself, my mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. 21, though I were... Do you see the contrast? 20, you think that this guy is trying to say, well, God, you are just. But see verse 21. Though I were what? I'm perfect. So where did the angel get the what he was telling Satan? Where did he get it from? Job's word. Good. So though I were perfect, and yet wound I not know my soul, I would despise of life. This is one thing. Therefore, I said it. He destroyed the perfect and the wicked. If the scourge slay suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. That's bad. He will laugh at the trial of the innocent. See chapter 10, verse 2. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me wherefore thou contendest with me. Why are you fighting me? He was telling me, like, see the challenge. Show me. I am able. I pay my dues. I deserve some accolade. Verse 3. Is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress? Eh? Wife, you're not looking at the Bible. Put that somewhere, please. That thou shouldest despise the work of thy hands and shine upon the counsel of the wicked. Verse 4. As thou eyes of flesh, or seest thou as a man seeth. Verse 5. Are thy days as the days of a man? Their years as man's days. Verse 6. That thou inquirest after my iniquity and searchest after my sin. Verse 7. Thou knowest I am not wicked. And there is none that can deliver out of your hand. You have not seen anything. So these are the exact things that the devil needs from the mouth of any man to torment him. Self-righteousness. Go to verse chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 22. Then call thou, and I will answer. Or let me speak, and answer thou me. Verse 23. How many are my iniquities and sin? Make me to know my transgression and my sin. Tell me now, what did I do wrong? Did I offer enough sacrifice for you? Go to chapter 23, verse 10. Oh. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth like gold. That is not a good confession. Can you see it now? Hello, can you see chapter 23, verse 10? No, which I say that when he try me, I will come forth like gold. It's pride. He's saying, don't worry, come and take me to court. When I finish my trial, I will win the case. Thank you. To God. A lot of things here, we are going to study them later. But verse 11. My foot hath held his steps, and his way have I kept, and not declined. 12. Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Can you see? That is not a good confession. I know some of you say, I have that before I eat every day, I have to take the word first. I esteem the word more than my food. You're not hungry. Why are you just praying? Study. You want to study. Study. Don't just say, well, this is my own standard. You know, if every morning, my morning devotion is always sweet. You know, God, thank you. I'm not like those men. I pay my tithes. I think I you know, I'm not like God is looking just like saying, "Well, no, Jesus, I want to say something." Okay, let me use your Jews as an example. Where's your Jews? Okay, just like I am sure that I am so certain that Ojut cannot marry the daughter of Bigget. Why? Ojut will look for a girl that, when I spoil you, they will know that I am the one. Not the one that will come to our house, to his house. fully set. So also, but funny enough, that is our God. God is looking for children. Sorry for people that will boast in who? In his love. Not in, yes. No, there's a woman of God. No, it was Pastor Harry that actually said it. let me not say the church in Akure. That's came to the pool, say, all my daughters in this church, they are all clean. They are all spoiled. You know, they don't do, they are all virgins. Pastor Harry said, say the people, your daughters that we know on campus. Hallelujah. What is that? And they are clean. Yeah, you know, they are not. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Where are we, Gary, please? Verse 12. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my nursery food. Verse 13. And he is in one mind, and who can turn in? What my soul desireth, even that he doeth. Verse 14. For he performeth the things that is appointed for me. And many such things are with him. He's talking about evil, not good. Verse 15. Therefore, I was troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. Go to chapter 27, verse 1. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, as God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment? Wow. As God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment? And the Almighty, who has vexed my soul? Verse 3, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. My lips shall not speak with wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. Okay? What of all you have been saying? Wickedness is to speak against God's word. I saved you. I said, no, I can save myself. I healed you. He said, no, I am not healed. Wickedness is to speak against God's word. Go to chapter 27, verse 5. God forbid that I should justify you till I die. I will not remove my integrity from me till I die. I will not remove. No, this is not. No, we have read this thing as good things before, like things that we used to, that Pastor Bilakon used to tell us. No, I will not remove my integrity. You know, we have formed someone on this, on self-righteousness. Like, we didn't read the ending part. Oh, we are going to enjoy this series. Not even on this series, and that series is coming very soon. Still on this same issue. Verse 6, my righteousness I hold fast, I will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Man is proud. See what he's saying. Read that verse 6 again. My righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Go to Romans 5, verse 17. Somebody needs to reply to that. No, Job, he never asked you to hold your righteousness. He wanted you to receive the free gift of righteousness. What's in Romans 5, verse 17? If by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the what? Gift of righteousness. Not those who qualified. You may not qualify, but you receive. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that is why we don't sing so much songs like, how I love you, Lord. I run after you. God, come what may. There's this song that which I sing before. There are accusations. We don't know. We just don't know. Say, what shall we do today? And I say, okay, no matter what I say, say when trouble comes my way, I will praise the Lord. Somebody say, no, it's not trouble. When success comes, okay, no matter what I say, when success comes my way, I will praise the Lord. So he said, no, it's not even success, it is whatsoever. Okay, so no matter what I do, whatever comes my way, I will praise the Lord. God is not glorified in such songs. He's not looking for your pledge. You know the man that sang, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. You know what happened to him after? Let's leave there. Let's not put that one on microphone. Boast about his love. Of course, in ministry, in consecration, we can talk about things that we do for the Lord, but don't relate it in your mind to justification. How you are justified, how he freed you from all sins, from all the consequences of your faults. You are free. He's not counting scores against you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will soon be done with this. Job 31. You don't prove a point. Don't live your life to prove a point to God. Job 31, verse 1. I made a covenant with my eyes. Why should I look at Tola twice? Why then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of God is there from above, and what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Verse 3. Is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Verse 4. Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? Verse 5. If I have walked with vanity, or if I have now, if I have hasted to deceit, verse 6, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know my integrity. Verse 7, if my steps had turned out of the way, and my heart walked after my eyes, if any blood had cleaved to my hands. Verse 8. Then let me sow and let another eat. He said, God, if I've ever think about a girl in my life before, let me go and what is that? You will feel good. Okay. See me, see credential, see CV. Oh, hey. That is what Galatians 5 said, whosoever of you is justified by the law, you are what? Falling from grace. Let's read a bit more. Where are we? Verse 9. No, verse 8, have we? Then, okay, so let me not read that. See verse 8. Say, let me swear, let under it. Yeah, let my offspring be rooted out. That is why they are rooted out. Verse 9, if my heart had been deceived by a woman, wow, or if I have led, David did more than this, yet he came out to say, blessed is the man to whom the Lord, you know, he puts in, and God said, man after my heart. Verse 10. Verse 9. Or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door. Verse 10. Then let my wife grin, okay. Let my wife grin unto another. And let others bow down upon her. This is serious. Verse 11. For this is an heinous crime. Yeah. It is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. 12. For it is as a fire that consumeth to destruction, and would root out all my increase. Verse 13, if I did despise the cause of my maid servant, or of my maid servant, when they contend with me. Verse 14, what then shall I do when God riseth up, and when he visited? What shall I answer him? Verse 15, did not he that made me in the womb make him? He was saying he was treating people evilly. And did not one fashion us in the womb? Verse 16. If I withheld the poor from their desire, or if I have caused the eyes of the widow to fail. 17. Or I have eaten my morsel myself alone, and the fatherless hath not eaten thereof. Verse 18. For from my youth he was brought up with me, and with a father, and I have guided are from my mother's womb. Don't forget, from the first series that we just, from what we just first studied, sorry, our salvation, the scriptures testify of what? We make you what? Wise unto salvation. So, why was this book documented for us? So you can see the folly. So you can see the folly in self-righteousness. So, you know, at times, just look at the book of Job. Why is this book in the Bible? What are you doing there? Flow with me. Verse 19. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing or any poor without covering. Verse 20. If his loins have not blessed me, and if he were not warmed with the fleece of my sheep. 21. If I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless, when I saw my help in the gate. 22. Then let my arm fall from my shoulder. From my shoulder blade. And my arm be broken from the bone. For destruction from God was a terror to me, and by reason of his highness, I could not endure. Verse 24, if I have made gold my hope, or if I have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence. 25, if I have rejoiced because of my wealth, was great, or because my hand had gotten much. No, these are good things. Like, don't get this wrong. These are good things. But they must not be your boast. My God. Can you see that in verse 24? They are good things. You must not boast in wealth. But that cannot be your boast before the devil. You will fail. You know, the topic is stopping demonic activities. I will relate it very soon. Verse 25, for if I rejoice because of my wealth. Okay, 26, if I bear the sun when it shineth, or the moon walking in brightness. 27, and my heart has been secretly enticed, or my mouth has kissed my hand. 28, this also were an iniquity to be punished by the judge. If I have denied the God that is above, 29, if I rejoice at the destruction of him that hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him. 30, neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. 31, if men of my tabernacle said not, oh, that we had of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. 32, the stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveler. Ah, wow. Even God will say, okay, what do you want? No, like, the CB is much. Verse 33, if I covered my transgression as, we go there, person. Jesus. This guy, oh, sure for him. He's sure for him, like, Jason. This is me. I'm not copying anything. God, come on, search. I'm perfect. I'm complete. No sin here. If you don't have sin, then you cannot be saved. Sailor. Of course, get what I mean anyway. By hiding my iniquity in my book. 34. Did I fear a great multitude, or did the contempt of families terrify me, and I kept silent. No, we soon be done. And went out of his door. That one won't hear me. And behold, my desire is that the Almighty won't answer me, and that my adversary has written a book. 20:36. Surely I won't take it upon my shoulder and bind it and as a crown to me. 37. I won't declare unto him by the number of my steps, as a prince would go near unto him. 38, want to go? Let's read. If my land cry against me, or that the furrows likewise thereof complain. 39, yes. If I have eaten the fruits thereof without money, or I have caused the owners therefore to lose their life. 40, this will grow instead of wheat, and cockle instead of barley. The words of Job. So, in fact, even the preachers around him, what did they say in verse 1, chapter 2, verse 1? So, these three men ceased to answer Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. My God. Okay, let's read verse 2 and 3. Then was kindled the wrath of Eliud, the son of Barak, the Buzite, of the kindred of Ram, against Job was his wrath kindled, because he justified himself rather than God. Verse 3, also against his three friends was his wrath kindled, because they had found no answer, yet had condemned Job. Now, this is are you with me, brethren? This is the careful part. Job was saying, babies now, for Christ's sake. Just give me 10 minutes, I will close. Now, Job was saying, I did not do anything wrong, yet evil came to me. God said, you are wrong. But his friends were saying, Job, you did something wrong. It is because of your sins that this evil came. His friends too, they were wrong. His three friends, what were they saying? Evil came because of the sins you committed. Well, we are going to look at the response of Eliud, not today. But Job is saying, I did nothing wrong. Both of them are wrong. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, the answer was, hey, Job, you actually did something wrong, but it's not your sins. It's your self-righteousness. His friends were saying, you did something wrong, it was your sins. Well, you came to explain to him that you did something wrong, but it's not your sins. It's your self-righteousness. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, sin not, but let your confidence be the justification of the Lord alone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I don't pride in sinlessness. I pride in justification. Say, I pride in the free gift of righteousness. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 4. I will soon close. See, self-righteousness is opening the door for demonic affliction. That is just the statement I want to make today. Self-righteousness is what? Opening the door for demonic affliction. Write this down, please. To walk in authority over demons, you must be a heavy boaster in what Jesus has done for you. To walk in authority over demons, over the devil, you must be a heavy boaster. You must boast so loud about what Jesus has done for you. Heavy. Say, I don't live my life to prove a point. Say, I exist justified. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, but it's right. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. Matthew 4, verse 3. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be, are you with me? If you are the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. If you are this, prove a point. If you are this, prove a point. What was Jesus' answer? Verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Say, I live by every word of God. Now, I will see, explain that place a bit more later. That looks subtle, prove yourself now. No, you don't have to prove yourself. Who justifies you? God justifies you. You don't have to prove a point, brethren. No, you don't.
First Peter chapter 5, verse 8. First Peter 5, 8. See, I make my boast in what God has done for me. First Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeketh whom he may devour. How does he devour? He devours by deception. He is a liar. Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren than in the world. Hallelujah. See, I stand in faith. And if I ask you, Brother David, what is faith? Now, faith will be what? What Jesus has done for you. See, I stand in faith. See, I stand conscious of justification. So, write this down as you close. Job's confession made his angels agree with the devil. They hand him over. But we overcome by the what? By the blood of the Lamb. That is the word of our testimony. Say, I overcome. Say, I always overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Say, that is the word of my testimony. Say, the blood of the Lamb is the word of my testimony. Say, what Jesus has done for me is my boast. Say, in the dream, in the day, at work, I don't live my life to prove any point. Say, I exist, justified. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You don't show anyone that you are a Christian by. Of course, what we are talking about now. No, what you are talking about in the book of Job was not conduct, it's confession. It's not your conduct, but your what? Confession. Your pride. Your boast. You can be a billionaire, yet you are not proud. But yet you can just have 100K in your account and nobody will hear word again. So it's not about what has been done, it's about what is your confession. Self-righteousness opens the door. A lot of people cannot find it difficult in the ministry of supernatural casting out of demons because of self-righteousness. And that's why the demon too will now want to tell you all the details of your past. But that is not your own story. You are a man that you boast in righteousness. You boast in justification. Pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you. Pray in tongues. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You boast in justification. You boast in justification. You boast in justification. Every boaster. Every. You boast heavily in God's justification for you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Kalasta, Valeros, Tekupile, Rose, Zepile, Katile, Mo, Zappa. The blood of the Lamb is the word of our testimony. What the blood has done for us, all the blood plus nothing minus nothing has done everything for us, is our boast. Before life situations, our response, our boast, our persuasion is the reality of what the blood of the Lamb has done for us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lama ne ostega pile rozo pile mo zo pala ma shatile mo za pale male 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 mo zo pala stege pile rozo pati stege tita. Thank you, Lord Jesus.